scientists declare there is only one race.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, are secular scientists finally admitting that the Bible's right and that all humans belong to just one race?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if they actually came out and said, wow, the Bible's been right all along, there's only one human race. But sadly, secular scientists won't ever say this. But in an article in the New York Times a few years ago, we read the following statement about the Human Genome Project. Quote, Dr. Venter and scientists at the National Institutes of Health announced that they had put together a draft of the entire sequence of the human genome, and the researchers had unanimously declared, there is only one race, the human race. End of quote. To be honest, this conclusion is nothing new. Had the church believed the Bible is true history, Christians should have been shouting this from the rooftops all along. If we really believed God's word beginning with Genesis, no matter what the world had been teaching about so-called races, Christians should have been insisting all along that humans are descendants of one man and one woman, and there's only one race. At least science has finally caught up with what the Bible's been saying all along.
What else do science and scripture have to say about the different people groups? The fascinating answers are in Ken Ham's powerful witnessing booklet, Where Did the Races Come From? You can read it on our website, answersradio.com. And while there, you'll see a copy of the major ad we're placing in well-known papers and magazines about the problem of racism.